This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaac is with us. Gwyneth, as I mentioned at the end of the last hour's portion of today's class, I figured it out. I connected the dots. And here's what has been bothering me. So what is it about the jab, the kill shot, the vaccine? Why is it so important to the government? Why? That's part one. Part two is, what's up with the IRS's $600 threshold that they're going to track, or they want to track, Nancy Pelosi wants to track every purchase from every person in the United States of America, $600 or greater. How do those two tie together? And I figured it out. Right here at USA Prepares while we're broadcasting. Right while Gwyneth was talking and teaching. So here it is. Here are my thoughts. And I'd love to hear your comments, Gwyneth. So the jab is the debilitator so that the current second American Revolution, the second American Civil War, and the second American Great Depression can be easier for the American king to win. Okay? So if we are all weakened because we've gotten the jab, we won't be able to resist the treasonous events that are before us. And the ones that are coming are going to be even worse. So we'll be less likely to succeed because we'll be weakened by their jab. Point number one. Point number two, the IRS's $600 threshold as proposed by our current regime. So I looked up during the break the current gun prices. Just about every handgun, pistol, revolver that you would want to buy is above the $600 threshold. There are a few that are below the $600 threshold. So, for example, if you got a little handheld Smith & Wesson 9mm handgun for $549 plus tax, you're going to be darn close to $600. And if you said to the salesperson on the other side of the gun counter, tell you what, I think I'd like to buy a box of those cartridges to go with it. You're just 50. Now you're over the $600. So it's unlikely that, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, this is just conjecture, this is just me thinking and connecting dots, that $600 will capture most brand new gun purchases, whether it be a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, and maybe a box of cartridges or shotgun shells. And the jab will make it that handgun, that rifle, that pistol, that shotgun, a little less accurate in the hands of a person who's got the shakes because he has been debilitated or she has been debilitated by the kill shot. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, there's a way around that, and that is take cash, buy privately, take delivery. But with regards to new firearms coming on the market, that's what they're hoping to capture, because gun stores, I don't think that a lot of them can take a whole lot of cash. I might be wrong. But, you know, if you, you know, withdraw a certain amount of money out of your account and then withdraw a certain other amount of money out of your account, then, you know, and then you go and pay cash, that might be a way that you... I don't know anything about U.S. tax code, so, you know, but that, maybe that might be a way around it.
Well, I'll say it this way. The BATF requires a background check for all new gun purchases. So they'll have it right then and there.
Yeah.
You know, when, okay, so gun stores are required to check with the BATF as you're purchasing that firearm. So they'll know. They'll know. So if you pay cash, they'll still know. If you use your credit card, they'll know. And they probably have license plate scanners in the cities where you would be pulling up to the gun store. If you buy it on the internet, the transaction has already been intercepted. So, and that's why I mentioned new guns, if you will, new handguns, rifles, pistols, shotguns, rifles, etc. Because privately, a person could buy one from his neighbor or his friend or someone within the same state without paperwork in most locations. Not all, but most locations. So what I think the one of the reasons is to track who's buying ammunition, who's buying firearms, who's buying primers, lead, powder, meaning gunpowder, explosive powder for the cartridges, etc. Who's buying what? Who's buying engine oil? Who's buying lubricants? Who's buying a car, a truck, a tractor? Who's buying whatever it is? You know, $600 doesn't go that far anymore. It really doesn't. I used to, when I was a child, I used to look at catalogs, and you could buy a Marlin bolt-action rifle for about $50. You could buy a Winchester for maybe $100. Okay? Not anymore. Not anymore. $600 doesn't go very far. And pretty soon, like if you're in California and you're spending $4.68 a gallon for regular cheap gasoline, the cheap stuff, you know, not the premium, just the cheap stuff, $4.68 a gallon in Los Gatos, and you've got a 20-gallon tank, you're darn close to $100 to fill up if you're empty. So what I'm saying is $600 doesn't go very far anymore. And I'm hearing numbers like $10 a pound for hamburger meat in the United States. They've got us by the throat. And that's because people voted in this regime and allowed it, and the election was stolen, etc. You put all that together, and we've got a bunch of criminals running the show. And people are scared to death of the guys who are running the show. I can't believe it. And I believe that we have the plagiarist in the big chair because he was selected because he has no idea what's going on. And they could say, hey, listen, here's what we got to do. $600, that's a threshold, and we're going to track every purchase $600 and greater. What do you think, Joe? You think that's okay? I don't think he knows enough to answer. I don't think he's capable of answering. He's not capable of finding the right door to go into the big house. He gets lost. I know it's a big house. But really, that's why he's there. They want people who are weak. They don't want, do you think that anybody from USA Prepares would be selected to be in political office? Do you really think that's possible? The answer is absolutely not. Because we're not controllable. We're not able to be manipulated. We can't be bribed. That's why none of us has made it to political office. We don't have what it takes. What it takes is weakness. And we don't have that. We have the opposite of that. And our class has the opposite of that. But we're outnumbered, outgunned in every respect. And if you look at the most, well, I guess I was going to say the most corrupt state, California, but that can't be true, because then you've got New York, and then you've got Nevada. Okay? So I can't even say the most corrupt state, but you know, we'll talk about this probably tomorrow with Kathy. But would you believe that in California, farmers are being paid $909 an acre to grow nothing? They're being told, wow. I'll tell you what, we'll give you $909 per acre not to grow your crops. Why? Well, because if they don't grow the crops, they're not using the water. If they're not using the water, the reservoir can contain more water. So they can generate electricity to power
Actually, that's not true, because lately they've been sending it straight down the Los Angeles River and into the bay.
Well,
how disgusting is that? They've actually been doing that. They call it environmental floods.
Well, what I'm saying is Lake Mead, according to what I've been reading, they want to fill up Lake Mead a little bit more. Okay? So they're now, so that's the reason why California farmers are not being paid to grow crops. Allegedly, to fill up Lake Mead a little bit more so they can grow, generate a little more electric power. And obviously that's for these electric cars. So that tells me that we're trading food for the stupid people to be able to drive their electric cars. Makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. And why are we growing crops in the desert in the first place? Why would anybody do that? That makes no sense. Why would we pave over New Jersey, the Garden State? If anybody's been to New Jersey, you will see that the soil is as rich as can be. Almost as rich as New York City. If you peeled up that pavement under all that polluted topsoil, very rich soil. You know, believe it or not, they used to grow great crops in New York City. Then they paved it over and built skyscrapers on the best land, some of the best land in the United States of America. We paved it over. And then that wasn't good enough. Then we built refineries and factories and polluted New Jersey and the surrounding areas, some of the best farmland in the country. And so where are we growing crops? In some of the worst farmland in the country, in the desert, in California. It makes no sense, right? People are dumb. It's dumb as a box of rocks.
It makes absolutely no sense. And if anyone's a farmer out there, the only way that they can get around this is to begin to manage their own catchment on their own farm. And I made a new friend in the last couple of weeks. His name is called Peter Andrews. And he is one of the best catchment managers in the whole world, and I'm very honored to have him now on my friend list. And if we talk about that.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here. I'm not quite sure where Vincent is, but I'm going to start the podcast.
I'm here. Let me tell you what happened. Oh, good for you. Good for you. So I needed to do something in the automotive shop. We're doing some work, and we got these new Chinese replacement brake ports. And I'm not satisfied that they're correct. And I did not want a vehicle to be refitted with brake cylinders that I think are the wrong ones. So I was just consulting with our son, telling him what, you know, this does not look right to me. And you know, even though he verified with the auto parts store twice that, these are the right parts, I don't believe they're the right parts. And what I'm saying is that the piston size of the brake cylinder, I believe, is smaller in the Chinese replacement parts, and that's all you can get, Chinese replacement parts. So the last thing you want to do is put a brake cylinder in that's too small for a heavy-duty truck. Makes no sense to me. So that's where I was. I heard the rejoiner, and I just ran back in the studio, so... I apologize, but that's what happened. And this supply chain thing, we'll be talking about it a little bit more with Kathy. And when I tell you what is very, very short supply tomorrow, you're going to realize that we're in very serious trouble. There's one part that is used in about 25% of vehicles that if we can't get more of it, within 2 or 3 years, pretty much every vehicle of this manufacturer will fail, in my opinion. So we'll talk more about that with Kathy. We have David on the line. Gwyneth, did you have something you want to say before we put David, then Robert, on?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'd like to chat with you about Harry and his wife, Megan, and the monarchy and how it looks like this is we're nearing the end of the monarchy unless Prince William seizes control. We'll talk about that in a little bit. David, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, how you doing? This is the fourth phone I had to use to try to call your show today, so
wow.
I finally got one to go through. So,
it's interesting you've been saying you said that because I have been having extreme difficulty making outbound calls. I can't do it.
I've been causing a lot of controversy. I've been posting online and a lot of activity around here. So, anyways.
Okay.
I watched a documentary, and Gwyneth's right. Both of you are right. Lake Mead has been going down. They had to put a new line into California. They told them they weren't, but they did. It looks like a swimming pool drain, like a huge swimming pool. But they also have been draining that water out into the canal and the ocean, which is wasting it. But, yeah, they're both right on that one. California's, like, creating their problems. I don't understand. But, anyways, I watched a documentary weekend about a guy. This is during the pandemic. Now, you have a lot of strict gun laws in Australia, and I understand, and in a way, I've seen it, watched through it, but a guy went and got a fully functional, restored Panzer IV tank, and he took it down to Australia. Now, I'm confused, okay?
Yeah, we have our very own tank man in this country. Apparently, they said it was okay as long as he welded over the front of the barrel of this tank, you know. And apparently, that's okay. You can have a tank and you can run it on the public roads as long as you pay for your little square rectangular piece of aluminium. And as long as you weld over the front of the barrel, which they call decommissioning. And, of course, it would be very easy to undecommission the barrel. And anyone with an ounce of, gunsmithing and technical knowledge can figure out how to do it.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to hinder the economy. The Consumer Price Index for all Americans increased nearly 0.5% in September. Over the last 12 months, inflation has increased 5.4%. The Biden administration announced on Tuesday it's preparing to reopen the U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico to fully vaccinated individuals traveling for non-essential reasons at some point in early November. Unvaccinated travelers, according to Biden officials, will still be prohibited from traveling to the United States. As supply chain bottlenecks around the world threaten to dismantle the U.S. holiday shopping season, President Biden will unveil a plan today to try to ease West Coast delays at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, California, by expanding 24/7 round-the-clock operations. The ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles account for approximately 40% of the shipping containers entering the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Breaking down the Gabby Petito autopsy report from Tuesday, Dr. Michael Badden on Fox News lends his medical expertise.
Two important things. One is that the outside of her body, did she have any bruises or injuries, old recent injuries on her body in addition to the ligature mark, the manual strangulation marks? Because that will give an answer to one of the things that the defense is going to bring up with the diagnosis of manual strangulation. Is it like the preppy murder of the 1980s that was very popular, where a young woman was killed in Central Park? The coroner did not said just strangulation, but the report, the cause of death that was issued a week earlier, that nobody that was brought up, he signed off as manual strangulation.
The person of interest, Brian Laundry, remains on the run. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continues her pitch for the Biden administration's proposal that would require banks to report every customer's transaction of $600 or more to the IRS, insisting, quote, there's a lot of tax fraud and cheating that's going on, end quote. Yellen has not explained the threshold for who the administration would consider wealthy, nor has she ruled out going after wage earners. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, you just heard it at the bottom of the hour news that Janet Yellen is in favor of the $600 threshold for tracking purchases. And she said that that way they can go after the wealthy tax cheats. Seriously? Seriously? But she didn't rule out going after wage earners. Now, wage earners are not the wealthy. Those are people like us who actually earn a living. The wealthy have cheated their way to these massive, massive accumulations of digits and things and property. Gwyneth, we went into a break when you were continuing your comments. Did you want to continue, or do you want to go back to David?
Okay, we'll go back to David.
Yeah. Okay, David. Dan?
Yeah.
I have a couple of comments that I was wanting to hit on, and I can get off here so Robert could go and talk. Couple of things. One, I tried to send you this information. I cannot send it, but it goes into great detail about why the virus and how this happened quite a while ago in Wuhan. I knew about these games. I didn't realize what it was. There was over 100 military from around the world there having the games that were in Wuhan. So over 70,000 of our best soldiers and athletes from the militaries were there competing. They all started coming down sick with a rare, they didn't know what it was, a flu. They went back to their countries. Now, it's just like a war. And when our weapons are not designed necessarily to kill, they're designed to wound. Because then we bog down the other soldiers to triage. And it's the same situation. They created this. This was way before this happened. And they knew something was going on. I tried to send it. I can't. I'm getting blocked pretty hard. That's one thing. Two, I wondered how long you were going to get hit the hits about the guns and the purchases. I wondered. I figured you'd pick up on that. Now, the other thing I want to ask about, you could maybe ask about another day. I wanted to ask about it last week. What the heck is going on with the supply chain on the seeds? Hardware stores are pulling seeds down out. They're destroying them. So I went down that rabbit hole a while ago, and it's a lot of places. They're not even telling the staff why they're doing it. They're not wanting to talk about it, but it's upper management and upper departments that are telling them they have to just get rid of them and destroy them. Is that controlling the supply chain as well? Because we got all this. They want to cause the supply chain and create it. If we're not producing on our own, we have to rely on them. That's more control. That is my thing. But I could let you go and let Robert talk.
All right. So what you're saying is just more and more shortages of everything. And here is what was released from Forbes, Forbes.com. Quote, Michigan bans many stores from selling seeds. Home gardening supplies calls them not necessary, end quote. And that came from the governor, Whitmer, of Michigan. So seeds are not considered necessary by the governor of Michigan. She's an idiot. She's an absolute idiot. Because not all plants grow without seeds. They need seeds every year. I don't get it. And the problem is most people don't know how to store or how to save seeds. They haven't been trained. And we've been talking about it for at least 10 years that I know of at USA Prepares. So, David, you're right. You're right. Everything, even unimaginable, the other team is doing to us. Everything you could possibly think of. Locking us in place, telling us that at the muzzle of a gun, that you'll be arrested if you try to leave your state, you know, like in Australia, or your city. The tracking. The monetary tracking, the physical tracking, the virus passports. If you want to fly, companies are telling their employees that they will be vaccinated or they will be terminated. Hospitals have terminated thousands and thousands of employees. Airlines are prepared to do it. The government is prepared to discharge military or court-martial them for not receiving the vaccinations. I mean, everybody knows this. And are you talking about the information that you want to send me? Was that Spartacus? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think that was. I'll have to look. If they're always taking my stuff down on my
Well, this Spartacus, if you can find it, class, is a detailed description of what happened with the China genocide. And what it says is that the Chinese, funded by the American military, the Pentagon, the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force, put funds into a middleman who put the funds into the Wuhan laboratory, and they created the virus. So we, United States of America, was part of the China genocide.
Oh, this gets better. Hold on. Sorry, I'll cut you off. I know what you're talking about, but there's a we have a thing. You know, you hear about the Navy gangs, the Army gangs, things of that nature. Well, every 4 years, they have all these militaries around the world, and they do basically their Olympics. Beginning in 2019, that's where Wuhan had the contract. They were going to host the games there. So you had over 100 countries of their finest military athletes show up there to compete with each other. They all started getting down with a rare flu-like sickness back then. Way back then, and didn't talk about it. Didn't want nobody to know about it. Right there. And they started taking that home. Okay? Now, think about this in the military aspect. Robert could probably hit on this. You bring these people home. They're carrying whatever they're, they chalk it up to travel. A lot of these soldiers, even French soldiers, like, we just thought it was sickness from different location environments. And, you know, the stress of competing. Come back, they bring all this back. You're taking these athletes, you're poster childing them everywhere. They're spreading the heck out of this. They start to get sick, then you start throwing a lot into them. It's everywhere else, and you don't know what you're dealing with because you got these people and our government, everybody, the top scientists that are involved, don't want us to know about it. So now we got it spread all over the world. And China's probably laughing at us. Because they help because they want to win no matter what. To them, they don't care. They don't care if half their people are gone. They got so many of them, they don't care. It's all about.
You know, yes, that information is in the Spartacus document.
Okay.
And also, there was a military convention where the Chinese were hosting it, and they were showing off some of their latest military apparatus, you know, devices to kill and wound and maim people. So, of course, we're interested in what they're up to, so we send our people over there to this convention, and they get infected. You know, our guys get infected, and just as you said, they bring it back. Honey, I missed you. I was over in China, and gosh, it's good to be home. And then the wife gets it, the children get it, the friends get it, the family gets it. When they get together for a Sunday dinner with their extended family, they get it. They pass it on to their friends, their dentists, their doctors, and on and on and on it goes. And pretty soon, every family's got it. Yeah. I'm with you.
And then they get to affect the people that are up at the, that we rely on. They help weaken our forces to help protect us. So why do you think they're hitting Taiwan as hard as they are? They know we're not. Look, the whole world's in a conflict situation of some sort. They're in some stress situation. This is the best time for them to take action. I wouldn't be surprised if they take it by Christmas or New Year's.
David, are other broadcasters talking about the things that we're talking about here at USA Prepares?
No. They don't usually like me to call. I don't usually call.
Well, I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about all of us.
No, I don't usually hear, I don't never hear anybody take stands on the things that's on here for the most part, no. They seem to be worried about their own financial pockets.
Yeah. And so there are the regurgitators, the beggars, and the narcissists. That's how I think of.
Yeah, it's the regurgitators that really upset me because I go through it. My family's gone through hell over me calling in like your show, and I'm sure you have. You've been knocked down so many times and when other people are in I call. And then when you see exactly what we talk about day and day and their talking points, and it just kicks me off when they can't even say, hey, I heard this somewhere else. I mean, in college, they tell you all the time to recognize your sources.
Right.
Is that just a thing?
It's plagiarism. It's Joe Biden epitomized.
But,
and actually, some people say that, you know, being copied is the sincerest form of flattery. I take exception with that. I've been copied, ripped off all my life, and I'm sick of it. At my age, I'm sick of it. People stealing my ideas, my theories, my hard work. I'm sick of it. So I have no respect. I have no respect for most of the media. And I've said regurgitators, beggars, and narcissists. Now, if you write those three words down and circle the first letter of each word, you'll understand what I'm talking about. David, I've got to go. We've got Robert in Kansas on hold. And
sorry about the rant. We'll let you go.
No, that's what we're all doing. We're all fed up, frustrated, frosted, angry. And I believe the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War combined with the second American Great Depression is right here, right now. And it's already been, we've been in for a year of this. People are killing each other on the streets. It just hasn't escalated to the point where the media is willing to pick up on it. But I believe it's all here. Do you agree or disagree, David?
No, I agree. It's going to get a lot worse. All right, later.
David, thank you. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, come on, man. You can run that tractor on batteries. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, big tractor, a big trailer on the back of there, Vincent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What was I thinking? Oh, we've got a trailer. We've got a gooseneck that'll handle, 18,000 pounds, you know, gross weight. What was I thinking? I could bring the batteries with me. Yeah, you know.
Bust up in series, just a bunch of them back, 18,000 pounds worth, and see if you can't. You could till up the land that way. You might get 100 yards or so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know, Robert, you're right on the money about the. You're talking about Gavin Newsom and switching most things to battery powered and grid powered electronics and electricity. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just that little bit of independence, you know, where you have that stored power, that liquid fuel, you know, that you could have somewhere, you could put in an engine, just even a simple engine, right, Vincent? You're talking about
Robert,
a generator.
All right.
They don't have anything.
Let me put an exclamation point on what you're saying. So the typical electric car takes 100 kilowatts of electricity. Okay? Our solar system generates electricity for our farm. On a really, really bright, sunny day, unusually high, 50 kilowatts. That would be 2 days' worth of electricity devoted just
the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just to put this in perspective, class, what Robert's talking about. Here at our farm in Missouri, we have one of the largest, if not the largest, off-grid, on-grid solar generation system that is not a commercial system. You know, one for, we'll call it the farm or the homeowner. We have one of or the largest on Laclede Electric's grid. Okay. In really bright days, we can generate 50 kilowatts of electricity a day. Our farm takes about 33 kilowatts on average, the average day of the year, 33 kilowatts a day to run our farm with 100 cows. I'm talking about all the buildings, the compressors, all that, about 33 kilowatts, roughly, per day. So that 100 kilowatts to charge up one of those stupid electric cars will take 3 days worth of electricity to run our farm. Now think about that. Running a farm for three, pick one. Charge your car for 200 miles or run a farm for 3 days. Pick one. What's more important? That's how serious this is. And that is the exact, those are the real numbers. Those are not numbers I've read. Those are numbers I've determined scientifically from our meters and from our system over years of experience. 33 kilowatts a day minimum. And a Tesla takes 100 kilowatts. Robert, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, one reason I listen is, you know, you're walking the walk out there doing what you do, and so you can comment on that in a different way than most. Certainly, Vince, I want to say great call by David. I enjoyed his call. And Gwyneth, I enjoyed your breakdown of you compared the Revolutionary War to Australian independence and kind of the differences in everything between us, and I thought that was really good. You left out the English bank, the Bank of England, came back in. Really, that's the Civil War. Was they had their guy Lincoln over here, and he came back in through the North and took back control, basically with the same group that the revolutionaries were fighting. You know, no taxation type thing, right? The tea in the harbor. It was the same group coming back in through their whole thing, right? So,
yeah, that put in them. And this is going to be a statement that not a lot of the U.S. class members will really like, and some people might hate me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's the truth. one of the first deeds that George Washington did when he was, elected president of the United States. By the way, George Washington was a British blue blood, and he was born in England, and he, descended from British nobility and descended from British kings, and that has been verified, okay, through DNA and through genealogical analysis. So he was a British blue blood, and most of the presidents were. I think there was one or two that weren't. But anyway, we've only got a few minutes here. The first act that George Washington did was to, when he was elected president, and as soon as he got political power, the first thing he did
naturally, Gwyneth, you got blanked. You got blanked. We only have seconds left. What did he do?
He put a tax on alcohol.
Yeah.
He put in a tax. First act of the first president of the United States, he put a tax on alcohol. Mm-hmm. And that's just about started the first American, well, it actually did start a civil war right there between the Appalachian Americans and the rest of the Americans, because nobody fought harder to have an independent United States than the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been fighting it ever since.
Before we run out of time, Harry, Meghan, have they destroyed the monarchy? It's just the monarchy hasn't figured it out yet.
Yeah, and the rest of them.
You're talking about Andrew?
They're the most dysfunctional family on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, yeah. Prince Charles, the whole lot of them. The only one that I'd have any time of day for whatsoever is Princess Anne.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only one, and she's a farmer, funnily enough. And she actually runs her own farm. She lives on her farm, and she runs her farm, and she gets up at 5 a.m., and she breeds racehorses, and she breeds eventing horses. That's her farm.
Very, very quickly, and you don't have to answer this. You can say no comment. But I understand that you are connected to royalty on the English side, and you are connected to a U.S. president on the American side. Do you want to comment, say yes or no or not? You don't have to.
Yes. Yes. Distantly related to both English kings and an American president.
There you go. And we don't need to say which ones. Class, there you have it. And Gwyneth is talking about both sides. And she's related. Gwyneth, I love broadcasting with you. Robert as well. Thank you so much, David as well.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.